gosh.
Okay, sorry. Watching Blues game at the same time.
Yeah.
they did not take advantage of their power play before.
And it's conference tournament time, so there's tons of basketball.
There's so much basketball on. And it's funny, my kids, the high school he's going to be going to, we're going to try to get to the game. They're going to state semis.
Okay.
So they're playing at Lindenwood, so yeah, not too far from home. So I'm going to go check them out on the weekend probably.
Lindenwood, now a D1 school.
I know. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy what it is. And I didn't even realize they had a gym big enough to hold like a big event like that.
Yeah.
Because usually the state stuff happens down in Columbia. They yeah. play the state games down there.
They've upgraded everything at Lindenwood.
They must have been making some nice money.
I think so.
They're doing well with their adult program.
Yes. Yeah. That's where I got my master's.
See. So how's it going?
All right.
Good. Good. No anxiety from the world we live in these days?
No. Today was a good day because I picked up, what album did I get? I picked up an album today. I don't remember which one now. Oh, new Dashboard Confessional. Oh,
okay. That's very emo. Yeah,
it is. But it was really good.
It's like I said, the world we live in these days. That's what I'm talking about.
But then we got baseball back.
Okay.
And we got the announcement Danhausen's coming to Glory Pro Wrestling again.
I know. So, how about you tell me again who's probably going to be on the card? Or do you know for a fact who's on the card yet?
The only three they've announced for that show, because they haven't even had the March show yet.
Okay.
Dante Martin, Danhausen, and Minoru Suzuki.
Okay. So here's my news for you about this whole thing. I will be going for sure.
Okay.
I have been given the green light to go for sure.
Yeah.
My littlest one, she wants to go for sure.
Yeah.
Just because she likes to do stuff. I don't think she ever understands why I asked her, do you want to go?
Yeah.
Yes, of course. I want to do something. And then the middle one, she can't go. She's got a dance thing going on.
So your wife can't go either then?
She won't go. Well, oh my gosh. She just goes, why are you still watching this stuff?
It's so fun to do. She's a go-to live, though.
I know. She just will never understand me and my stupid stuff that I like. Yeah. And then the oldest one, getting him to come out of his room is going to be a challenge. We'll see if he goes. I'd really like for him to go. I think he would have a... How do you not have a good time at these things?
Yeah. I think at this point, Will is more excited for Dante Martin.
Yeah. It's going to be cool to go see him. Because he's just... He just does stuff that normal guys don't do.
Oh,
you know what I mean? His high-flying antics. So I'm really excited about the card. So I'll definitely be there, especially with the prices you gave me. Those aren't bad prices to go see a wrestling match, which, depending on the card, I don't think you'll get quite a few matches is what it sounds like.
Oh, yeah.
So
I think we got at least 6 to 8 matches on the one we went to.
Okay. And that's at least 2 hours worth of entertainment for your buck, right? So, yeah, definitely.
And I mean, Davey Richards, I mentioned to you, he used to wrestle in Ring of Honor and Impact. Yeah. He's been a world champion. He's been a tag team champion. He's teamed up with like Rocky Romero and big name guys.
You can say all the names you want. There's only one name that I'm really interested in seeing. I know who you're going to say who I want to go see.
Danhausen?
Of course. Well, Danhausen, regardless.
Oh, Dan the Dad.
Dan the Dad is who I'm interested in. See, I got to see this guy. I want to see this guy bad.
There was a guy that looked exactly like him at Beer Sauce today when I went there.
Did you even ask? You could have gone up and asked. Oh, man.
I couldn't tell for sure.
By any chance, are you Dan the Dad?
Yeah. This is going to sound like a weird question.
Yeah, man. I'm definitely excited. And the little one, she'll have a good time to go.
Yeah.
And is there a meet and greet like the last one you went to or whatever?
I don't know.
Okay.
They haven't announced anything about it.
Okay.
But they have tables set up everywhere where the wrestlers are selling their own stuff and signing autographs.
Oh, boy. See, I don't think I'll have a problem with that. The kids, she won't want. I don't know if she'll know anything, but not getting a Danhausen merch. That's going to be hard not to do that. Will get a Danhausen anything besides his picture taken with him?
Well, he's got a picture with him. Okay. So I think he wants to get that signed.
Okay.
When we go a week from Sunday to see Colt Cabana.
So, yeah, you're going to that one, too.
I got him some AEW trading cards, and he's got a Colt Cabana.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so, they came out with the Upper Deck ones, right? They did that? Okay.
Yeah.
Where'd you even find those at?
I found a blaster box at Walmart and got it.
All right, cool.
So, he's the proud owner of a Sean Spears game used, or match Spears. Used.
Oh, my God.
Swatch, I guess.
Wow. Yeah. Go him. Game or match. I love that. That was a big deal, but for cards for a little bit, you have game
authentic,
like a,
yeah.
You'd have a piece of a jersey or a piece of a ball, a bat or a ball, you know, in the card itself.
It's part of his underwear.
The trunks. It's part of trunks. We'll say trunks.
Yeah. Could be an e-pad or something too.
So yeah, no, and then yeah, no. The reason why I asked is just like everywhere I look now, it's just gas prices through the roof.
Yeah,
inflation and then war going on. It's just like, I'm glad you brought up the positivity. See, I need you to balance me out because I'm the most negative person ever, and I always see the worst in a lot of things.
So I did see a meme, though. It said, I looked at my car on Kelly Blue Book, and it asked if the gas tank was full or empty.
Don't know if I can afford it. With you get that, it's even better, a better deal, right? For you to sell it.
Aaron did look up what our Fusion would go for because she wants a Bronco.
Oh, okay.
I shot that down real quick. I'm like, gas prices? Yep. She's like, I know, it gets 17 miles per gallon.
The Bronco does.
Yeah. The Fusion, since it's a hybrid, gets 40.
Yeah, see, and that's the way to go with it.
I'm like,
yeah, for now. I mean,
if gas prices weren't like this, I would say, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. And I was talking to Jen, I was like, we get a Tesla, but the waiting line was probably obscene to get that. And plus, getting a Tesla is one part of it. It's all the things that you have to get to go along with the Tesla. The charging station and all that stuff. That's even ridiculously more expensive. So not is it just to get that.
And then maintenance for it is probably out the roof too.
I don't even want to imagine. It's just not mainstream enough to be for the
everyday
everyday American or the middle class guy. You know, that's still for the upper classes. I consider that
it's right fine in there for with your Dinesh.
Exactly. So, it's Tesla. I love that. And that reminds me, I got to look something up before because I saw something. But I've been. My anxiety's kind of high, so I'm glad you said that. You know, there's some good stuff going on. Yeah, getting baseball back was a big deal.
Yeah.
It just kind of seemed weird, you know? Mm-hmm. Go to the table. No, it's off the table. Go to the table. Everything's rejection, 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 rejection. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, boom, all of a sudden, it's done. I'm wondering if thinking about labor negotiations in regards to a lot of the guys that are on the lower end of the spectrum, like the Max Scherzers and all them, they're going to be fine. They've got...
The $40 million pitcher that shows up in his Porsche to negotiate.
Correct, exactly. Versus the guy that's, you know, hey... I got to get a paycheck. I got kids I need to, you know, I got kids to take care of and a family to feed, you know, and all that stuff.
Yeah, but those guys are still making $570,000 a season.
If they've been there long enough to do that.
No, as soon as you're on a 40-man roster.
But that's my point.
Yeah. Minor leaguers, correct. Yeah.
I'm talking
about the minor leaguers aren't even included in it.
But even if you say that, it's almost ludicrous for me to say this, but $500,000 doesn't go as far as these days as you might think, right? So it's just a matter of they got obligations to meet. Maybe they thought hey, I got a mortgage to pay. You know, they're putting pressure on. That's how you break the labor union. You put the pressure on from the lower end saying, I got to get back to work. I need to make money. Let's get this. Whatever they offer us, let's get going. I wonder if that's kind of where it was going.
But I think so, because if you look at the vote, there's the 8-man executive committee, and they all voted against it. Mm-hmm. And they needed 66% to pass.
Yeah.
And 26 of the 30 teams voted yes.
Yeah, see, so. And plus, it's just like read the room kind of thing. Hey, in the world today, you guys squabbling over your millions and millions of dollars while families are some families have to choose between filling the gas tank and putting food on the table. Yeah. Get over yourselves. Go back and play ball. And you'll be lucky if people can pay the tickets to get in the gate.
See, I posted an article about that yesterday. Yeah. I looked at the ticket prices and how much it would cost to go to a game for my family of five.
Yeah.
And we're looking at, I think, $280.
Just to get in?
For tickets.
And for just modest concessions.
Parking.
Yeah.
And I figured about $12 per person for food plus a beer for me.
And that's one beer. That's one beer only. It's hard to go to a game these days with just one beer, man. So. Yeah. And that's for, you know, and I thought I'd heard something about maybe it was on the table for 7-inning games, to shorten it to try to get the game to speed up. I heard that was on the table at one point.
I think they talked about it, but they even moved the doubleheaders back up to 9 innings
apiece. Correct, yeah, 9 innings apiece, and then plus getting rid of the ghost runner, or what do you want to call it? Yeah, starting at second base with the extra innings.
Yeah.
So going back to your traditional game, you know, which that can only benefit the players because... you need more bullpen arms because we got to get these long games.
Game, except you got the DH now.
Well, exactly. Which, that's better for them too. More positions, you know, that's more job openings, right?
Yeah.
So, it's good. I'm glad. It's just tradition, you know.
Yeah.
It'd feel weird with the summer in St. Louis without baseball. I don't go down very often like I used to.
Yeah.
I mean, back in the day, before kids, I'd go to tons of games a year, you know.
But, me too.
You know, just kids, it's like you said, 200. Okay, do I make my car payment if I have a car payment?
Yeah.
Or do I go to the ball? You know, you got to choose between those things as far as.
It's summer. Do we really need gas for heating right now?
Right? Exactly. So, yeah, you got that going on. And,
yes, you need gas in St. Louis in the summer just in case you get a snowstorm after it's been 70 degrees.
Well, we do gas dryer and we have a gas stove, you know. So, yeah, we need gas for that kind of stuff. So, yeah, we use gas all year round.
Yeah.
So, let's before we get too deep into everything, our beer. I can't wait to say this one.
Yes.
This is awesome. Although, before I get to this, because it says at the trivia night, you and I did a trivia night this past week, which we got our butts kicked.
We did.
Thoroughly. I didn't even go up there to see how many we finished with.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I didn't feel like it to see how bad it was. But.
You just know how to pick shitty trivia for us.
Well, I'll tell you. But at least this one was more, we had a better a fighter's chance at it, I'll yes. say.
But we place worst.
We place awful. Much worse. It was hard. It was really, really hard trivia. And it's just the questions are for a generation, one generation above us, I yes. think is what it was. I think that's really what it was. And they didn't
well,
know
when you start with
well.
Sports yeah. and we only get like five or six of them.
But the questions were about the St. Louis Cardinals who have not, as far as football Cardinals, who have not yeah. been here.
They left in 86.
Born. Exactly, right. I was 4 years old when they left. Yeah. So, I mean, my knowledge is a little bit limited on
or
what they were doing.
Or retired numbers of the St. Louis Steamers.
Yeah, exactly.
Which we did get, though.
We got those, yeah. Because I remember going to Steamers games.
I did, too.
Actually went to Ambush games when they changed into the Ambush back yep. in the day.
St. Louis Storm also.
Yeah. Yep. But the beer. I want to talk about the beers yes. I was trying to get at. Sorry. You brought two beers, I think? Or did you bring the one?
I brought the one.
Okay. I remember we drank the
Bourbon County.
We drank the Bourbon yeah. County.
You brought a Bourbon County.
Yep. But the other one you brought was delicious.
Yes. Boulevard Rye on Rye from 2018.
But what I need to bring up is the fact that it destroyed me. And I don't mean I got drunk. I mean, my gas.
Yeah.
Did it do
oh,
it to
yeah,
you too?
Me too.
Okay, I want to make sure I was not alone in this. I think you almost murdered me then.
Yeah.
I was like, what is wrong with me?
It was either that or like the meat Joe brought.
It was a cocktail in my stomach that had Busch Light and your stuff that yeah. was the rye, and I was just like, the merging of everything must not have liked everything.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what I get back to the whole Rye Day. We're going to be drinking a 2021 beer called Rye Day the 13th. A rye wine style ale aged in Rittenhouse rye whiskey barrels. And it's got our boy Jason on the cover there. It's the poster. It's a movie poster yep. for Friday the 13th.
I'll take a picture of it and yeah. post it.
This is awesome.
It is.
This is really cool. 12. It's a 12-ouncer, but it looks more like an energy drink more than anything.
It does, yeah. It's a smaller can.
But
it's from Excel Brewing over in
here it is at the top.
Illinois. I don't remember exactly where.
I'm trying to read it here. I can't. I'm getting that bad, Jay. I can't read this.
Oh, get them reading glasses.
Right? Oh, man, that's really small print. All right,
I'm looking them up real quick.
Something Illinois. Here, you try to read that. Under Excel Brewing Company, I can make out the Illinois. Make up the word before Illinois.
Well, it's Breeze, Illinois is what it says.
Could you read
yeah,
that?
Yeah, barely. God, those letters are almost right on top of each other, though.
I'm all blind. Oh, no.
So they also make soda. They make, like, the Frosty's Root Beer.
Okay.
And, like, Ski, which is like a 7-Up.
Nice. Okay.
So, okay. Yeah, they make soda and beer.
So where is Breeze, Illinois? I want to know. Like, is it close enough for a road trip to go?
Yeah, I believe it is.
Okay.
Let me see. I'm
although a man was
pulling
just,
up the directions.
A man was just shot on 70 today or whatever.
All right, it's 75 miles away. It's about an hour and 20 minutes.
It's an hour drive. That's not too bad. It's like going to Columbia. That's
yeah.
All. Okay. So here, I want to get you a poured here.
Yeah, you get a poured.
Oh, God, I love these glasses. These are the best.
Yeah.
I love your glasses.
I got rid of most of my glassware, though, because we didn't have space for it. But once I have a bar down here, I'll probably restock it. So, all right. But this week, we'll touch on AEW real quick, because they had the pay-per-view last week.
Yeah, and which we can talk about.
Yeah. I haven't seen it, but I've seen enough clips and read the recaps to know what happened.
Okay. So, well, here, I want to take a taste.
Oh, yeah.
Before
let's get the taste first.
All right. Oh, it smells good. I like that. It's a nail, though.
Yeah. The Ryan Rye was a nail, too.
Oh, that's good.
It's really good.
I like that.
It's got a strong whiskey nose, but it's pretty smooth going down.
It's very smooth.
Yeah.
4.5 for me. I'm going to give it a 5. I can't.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give it a 5.
Yeah, because I think the Ryan Rye was better.
I like this. And that, I like that one a lot, too. Yeah. That Boulevard was really good.
And this is, I think, Spirit World level 12%. 12.1.
Awesome.
I would get this again.
So Friday the 13th is going to kill us.
Ah. Probably.
Rye Day the 13th. Yeah. I like that.
Same difference.
I'm going to have to pick. Do they sell? Is that just an individual or do they sell them in a pack?
I just saw an individual at Beer Sauce Shop.
I'm going to have to go there. I got to get there. Maybe this Saturday I'll try to get there.
Yeah,
although with snow, we're going to have snow again. We're supposed to get bad weather tomorrow.
Yeah.
We'll see. I don't know. Depends how bad
it could be melted by the end of the week.
It could be melted by the next day, apparently, is what I heard. So hopefully it's warm enough tomorrow where the roads aren't too bad.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's touch on the pay-per-view, and then I really want to touch on Dynamite, too.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
It was
a
really good
Dynamite. They're following the WWE there with, as far as you go. You do the pay-per-view and the following day for Raw. It's always an awesome thing. Well, they're following the same formula a little bit. Good on them for doing it, too.
Yeah.
So, okay, the pay-per-view. You have it pulled up. I didn't have notes on the preview.
Here, I can pull it up.
Because I can tell you they led off with Jericho Kingston. I remember that they led off with that match.
Yeah, they had a couple lead-in matches that you can watch on YouTube.
Oh, is that what it was?
Okay. Yeah, so like Chris Statlander and Layla Hirsch. There was a tag match, too. I don't remember what it was at this point. All right. But yeah, the first one was, I'm pretty sure it was Jericho in Kingston.
Which I someone reposted Kingston's Players Tribune article.
Yes.
Reread it. God, what an amazing article. Yeah. That guy's writing was, it's just an amazing story.
Yeah.
It really, really is. And good on the guy for addressing and realizing you got issues and you need help and you wouldn't got help kind of thing.
Yeah, and I mean they even touched on it in the storyline. Mm-hmm. So the buy-in was Layla Hirsch and Chris Statlander. Layla Hirsch won by cheating. Mm-hmm. And then Don Callis came out to talk to Tony Schiavone, but he came out to Kenny Omega's music, so everyone got hyped up.
Oh, well, saying whoops.
Hook beat QT Marshall.
Which they had that little beef. They did a little beef before that to set something up there.
And then the House of Black defeated Death Triangle.
I could.
It was a really good match.
I do not care whatsoever for House of Black. I don't care. Their gimmick is doing nothing for me. I know you like the. I guess you like a couple guys on their group, but
yeah.
It does nothing for me.
I don't think they've been booked right.
Okay.
Death Triangle is a great team too. I think it was also the lead in. Where it was kind of convoluted, where Malakai Black started with Cody, and then Pac got involved, and Andrade, and it was just convoluted to start. Yep. So I think once they get a fresh feud going with somebody else, it'll probably be better.
I hope so. Because now, mind you, it's Malakai, right? Malakai Black. He's a great wrestler. He's a really good athlete.
Incredible.
So I just don't know if this is the right gimmick for him or not. I just don't know. I don't know. His character. Yeah. I don't know if it's doing anything for me. I just don't.
But. I loved it when it first started.
Because he's got the, he's not doing the, the Bray Wyatt.
Yeah.
It's not that.
Yeah.
It wasn't the backwoods guy that he did at first, being the cult leader.
Right. Right?
But it has a hint of it. This is where I'm kind of going with that. Yeah, I can see that. Okay. And then he, of course, you do go to the Fiend when you turn into the Fiend. And try to reinvent himself, going for that super dark character, almost a horror character, which he comes out in this weird, I don't know how to, it's almost a Loki thing, but it's not just like
even
actual
deer
skull.
Antlers.
But yeah, it's something.
Yeah.
I just don't know if it's for me or not. So far, he's just not doing it for me.
It hurt too when they changed the music when Brody King came.
Yeah.
Because that original music was just perfect with that entrance.
Yeah. So, okay, let's get into where they actually started the match.
Jericho Kingston.
Which I heard Kingston won.
Yes.
Okay, so.
Jericho was saying up into it, to the match, that no matter what happened, he would shake Eddie Kingston's hand and walk away. He didn't.
Yeah.
Next match was the Tag Team Championship, Jurassic Express versus Red Dragon
and
versus Young Bucks. They retained. There were some problems between Red Dragon and Young Bucks, which.
Mm-hmm. Of course, they're still building that. They're taking, they're dragging that thing out like crazy.
So. I gotta say, AEW's been struggling with their championships recently because I didn't feel like anything with Hangman before Adam Cole was good.
Oh, what about the 60-minute Iron Man match, dude?
Oh, okay, between Danielson and...
Okay, gotcha. Because, dude, that and we got that for free.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
But then we've had Jurassic Express kind of in that same area where... They're just kind of boring because they haven't had a good feud.
Yes, I agree with you 100% on that one, man. I loved them when I first started watching. Now I'm just getting bored with them.
Yeah,
I really am. And whenever they come on, it's just rinse and repeat.
Hate to say it because they have a strong tag division, but it's kind of stale right now.
It is. It really is. I don't know what you do to.
Well, maybe they might be addressing it with Moxley and Danielson.
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. After that was the Face of the Revolution ladder match. Which Wardlow won.
Yeah, I saw that he won. I was like, wow, that's
but
a big
more
deal.
Importantly, Danhausen came out in his wrestling outfit.
Did he actually participate at all?
He grabbed Ricky Starks and pulled him off a ladder.
Really?
Maybe so that's his first feud.
We're getting closer.
That would be a good first feud for him.
Really?
Yeah. Ricky Starks.
He's good on the mic. Ricky
yeah, he's really good on the mic.
And
he's a good wrestler, too.
I don't know if Danhausen really needs to go on the mic. All his stuff is off the mic, but on the log. You know what I mean? And that's where he
But, I mean, once you get him on the mic there, I mean, people are going to eat it up. They'll eat up anything he does at this point.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, in that, though, Orange Cassidy got legit injured.
Yeah, his arm's in a sling. I saw that.
When Keith Lee threw him out of the ring, Ricky Starks and Powerhouse Hobbs were supposed to catch him. He got overtossed.
Oh, no.
So,
fracture or was this dislocation?
They haven't said. So, we don't know how long he's going to be out for.
Hopefully, it's not too horrible where he's out for an extended period. Because, well, yeah. Are we not going to see Ray Phoenix, for like a really long time? Like,
I don't know.
Because I know it was a dislocated something, elbow or something like that.
Dislocated elbow.
I don't know how long that takes you out of the game for.
It depends on what it does to the ligament in there.
I guess you're right.
Cause, I mean, when I dislocated my shoulder, I tore my labrum, and that knocked me out of anything for 3 months.
Okay. So we'd probably been a month in since he got hurt. I
think 2 months.
Okay. I'm just excited for him to come back at some point.
Yeah.
So, okay.
We had Shane Swerve Strickland come out and make his debut.
And he's an NXT guy, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And he's apparently pretty good, and they're setting up a feud with Tony Nese to start out,
which
should be interesting.
Yep. Which they fought in NXT, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's where that comes from.
Jade Cargill defeated Ty Conti.
And you knew that was going to be in the Goldberg thing. We talked about that last time. So, yeah, I expect that.
CM Punk defeated MJF with help from Wardlow.
Oh, because, the ring or whatever. He didn't give him the ring. Or he gave it to him? Or
He came out to the ring and MJF asked for it, and he said he forgot it.
Oh, is that what it is? Yeah.
And then CM Punk got the upper hand. He reached in his pocket. He's like, I found it. Set it down, smiled at Punk, and walked away.
Nice. Yeah. So good for Wardlow.
Yeah.
Good for Wardlow. He's breaking away right now. And I'm going to assume it was a great match. I saw they both got some color on them, right?
Yes, they did.
Yeah. So
it looked awesome. I mean, thumbtacks were involved.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
CM Punk came out in his Ring of Honor attire and old music.
Yeah.
And it gave me goosebumps.
What was it? I don't know if you saw this or not, but after the pay-per-view, they did like a press conference. Did you
watch anything? Yes, conference? I did.
Like, this is like a legit thing now. They do this kind of stuff? Wow. Because Tony Khan was awesome in it.
Yes, he was.
Although Tony Khan's facial reactions to some stuff that Punk was saying, he didn't like what he was saying. Let's say a couple of things, but Punk's going to say whatever he wants anyway.
He will.
But that was really cool to see that. You knew Punk was going to win anyway.
Yeah.
Although it would have been better if MJF would have won, I think. Just to keep pushing him as much as possible. Because who are they going to feud him up with next?
Wardlow.
Is it going to be a Wardlow feud?
Yeah. I think Wardlow's got his title shot coming up next week, I think. And I think MJF is going to interfere and cost it.
Oh, good call.
Yeah. And good so they're going to, they'll end up pushing that for a little while.
I hope so.
Yeah.
That's a good feud.
And it could be with Punk right there in the middle of it.
Agree with me? Wardlow needs a belt.
I think at some point
I think sooner than later, real quick, he needs to get a belt on him, real quick.
But we'll talk about this later because there's belt stuff with that.
Oh, there's lots of stuff that we got to talk about.
Oh, yeah. All right. So Britt retained her championship over Thunder Rosa.
Which we knew that was going to happen.
Well, I thought it was going to be the opposite. I thought Thunder Rosa was going to get it, but there were reports she might be injured. But she wrestled on Dynamite. Yeah, so and now she's wrestling next week against Britt again, and I think that's where she's going to end up taking it.
Okay.
Because it's a cage match, and her lackeys can't interfere.
And it's also in her hometown.
Yeah.
So that's why I say.
Yeah. Yeah. Danielson versus Moxley. Moxley won. Bloody. Awesome match from what I've seen, the little clips. And then William Regal came out to unite them.
Are you a big William Regal fan?
He's awesome.
Okay.
He's a great technical wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
He can work the mic.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a genius backstage.
Okay. I never liked him as a performer, is what I mean. Yeah. As a wrestler. He would always hold his hand behind his back.
Yeah.
It was always weird, really weird what he did. A lot of the, what do they call them? The uppercuts?
Yeah.
Or European uppercut or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
I hated that. He always did the same thing. What was his finisher? Did he ever. He always seemed like a jobber to me. Didn't he always seem like a jobber? He always lost.
He kind of was, but.
Okay.
He got to a point where he got over.
Okay.
And I think it was after we were really watching.
Okay.
So a little bit after he started in WWE.
Because then he was a general manager or something like that?
Yeah, he was that for a while.
Yeah.
He was the GM of NXT, and was helping Triple H run it.
Okay.
And so he was one of the, let's clear out Triple H's people.
Gotcha. Okay.
Then we had Darby, Sammy, and Sting versus the AHFO.
Which they were Darby and Sting and all that one, right?
Yeah.
I didn't watch I should have watched the Sting presser, but I didn't.
Yeah, I didn't watch it either. And then in the main event, Hangman defeated Adam Cole.
Yeah, he did. I don't know, Jay. Hopefully he'll grow on me. I'm hoping he grows. Because here's the thing. I think he's a good wrestler.
Yeah.
Horrible on the mic, in my opinion. I don't like him on the mic.
Yeah.
Keep him off the mic. He needs a mouthpiece, maybe, is what he really needs to be.
Yeah, it couldn't hurt for him.
But his finishing move's awesome. I do love his finisher. And to be honest with you, is it a one-trick pony? I was like, that's an awesome one-trick pony. It gets me amped up every time I see it. It's cool.
Yeah.
I think, didn't we say that? I thought we'd have to re-listen to our old episode to see what our predictions were.
Yeah, I think we said Hangman.
I said I want Cole to win, yeah. But I think we said Paige was going to win. So
I think with Hangman, part of it is the gimmick, because he's the millennial cowboy.
Yeah.
And the long-term story has been all the self-doubt he has. And that was why Kenny Omega's like, you're never going to beat me, because you can't believe in yourself. And he's gotten to that point. But I think they still play into it a little bit.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was the pay-per-view. I think we pretty much picked everything except for the Britt Baker Thunder Rosa.
Yeah.
I think everything else we pretty much nailed on who was going to win, at least.
Yeah.
And then Dynamite.
Hold on. I got a couple of notes from Rampage.
Okay.
Just very few.
Okay.
Because there was a Darby, Andre, Sammy three-way match.
Yes.
It was a good match.
That was a good match.
That was a really good match.
When Andrade picked up Sammy.
Yeah.
Powerbound Sammy, who had Darby up on his shoulders. Right.
That was pretty damn cool. Yeah. Sammy's growing on me a lot. I'm liking Sammy more. He needs a different finisher, because it's weird. When I guess he had that finisher before Punk was there.
Yeah.
And him and Punk having the same damn finisher kind of bothers me a little bit. I don't like it when people have the same finisher on the same roster. I don't know why. It's just something that's I got to get over, I guess. But
maybe they could have a match for a retirement.
Retire the finisher? Yeah.
The finisher retirement.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
But there's something about a Redbeard. Who's Redbeard?
He was part of the Wyatt family.
Is that what it was? Okay.
Yeah, he was a tag team partner with
Brody Lee, right?
Brody Lee.
Okay, yeah. So that's he was the other guy with Brody. Oh, okay, yeah. Now it makes sense why he's popular. Got it. Okay, I just need to know who that was, because those are really the only notes I have from there, except for the there was a Christian versus Ethan Page match,
which was a pretty good match.
Will you agree with me that I like Ethan Page a lot?
He's awesome. Great wrestler. He can work the mic.
Yeah,
he doesn't need Dan Lambert there with him.
No, he doesn't.
But he does one of those vlogs too.
I don't like Scorpio Sky at all. I don't like him.
I like Scorpio Sky a lot.
But I like Ethan Page.
Yeah.
There's something about this guy that I don't know. He's over with me. I like him.
So I've watched a lot of the Ring of Honor stuff with Scorpio Sky.
Okay.
And he wrestled with Frankie Kazarian and Christopher Daniels as part of SCU.
Mm-hmm.
And they were a great trio team.
Okay.
So when he kind of broke away and did his own thing, pairing him with Ethan Page was good, because I think Ethan Page can carry him on the mic.
Gotcha. Okay. So let's hop over to Dynamite. That's all I had for
Dynamite. Oh, by the way, Ethan Page is an avid toy collector,
and
he does a lot of toy hunts. Yep. So he did one with Dan the Dad.
Nice.
Yeah.
Is it online?
Yeah, it's online.
I gotta see that. I gotta look that up then. Yeah. Oh, boy. I don't even know what Dan the Dad looks like. I have a picture of him in my mind.
Yeah.
But I don't want to see him until I see him live.
He's an X-Men fan.
Oh, is it, really?
Yeah, that's what he goes looking for.
Nice. So, okay, Dynamite, I got a few notes. If you don't have the card pulled, I tried to take as much notes as I could while I was watching it.
I thought about it and didn't. I should have.
Jericho Kingston was the first thing that they opened with.
Yeah.
Which, basically, it was Jericho.
The Jericho Appreciation Society.
I was hoping that we wouldn't have to deal with this, because I thought you said he's going to go on tour and we didn't have to deal with on.
That's what I was hoping for.
But apparently not. Whatever they're doing, it's stupid. Kingston doesn't need this to get over. To be honest with you, Kingston should probably get a push, to be really honest with you. Because when he comes out there speaking the truth, he's doing his CM Punk routine as well.
Oh, yeah.
Consider it. And when he said, you know, kayfabe may be dead, or he told, hey, my boy Austin's not here with the whole what?
Yeah.
Calling out the fans on that. So Kingston, Wardlow needs a big push. Kingston needs a push. I think you maybe put Kingston on with the belt that Sammy's. Well, sorry, we'll get to there. I think Kingston getting a belt would be like, it's like the underdog that never got. I've been around forever. I never got the belt. Never.
Yeah.
Do that is what I'm trying to get at. That's my storyline. I always wanted the belt. I never had my chance. And all of a sudden, and if you don't go heavyweight, but at least it's the TNT, a belt of some kind. Because I don't know, has he ever had a tag team or any belt that we can think of?
Not in AEW.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm trying to get. And just go, this was the guy that never got it. He's the underdog. Everyone can, like, we all root for the underdog and really play up the underdog angle and go for it. And they're missing the opportunity is what I'm thinking. Because he's not the best in shape. His moveset's not great. He doesn't get around very well.
Yeah.
Is that why they're not pushing him, you think?
I think they're starting to just... I would say it's the CM Punk rub from being in that great series with him.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's a long-term option as a wrestler.
I know.
But eventually, I mean, I could see him being a mouthpiece.
Or do the whole one last fight, one last put, the gunslinger coming back for that one last thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And giving him his one...
Yeah.
You know, It's there, you know, I don't do that a lot with wrestling. I usually don't even think about, because you're good at that. You think about, here, this is what I would do with a card or my storyline or whatever, and I'm not very good at that part. But this, it writes itself, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Do it, you know? So that was okay. And then you had to, this is where I have a problem. Because next up was Paige versus Dante Martin.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that Paige is wrestling. I want him to be a fighting champion.
Yeah.
I want him to fight a lot. He should be. He should be on every.
Oh yeah.
He should be on every Dynamite fighting. To be honest with you.
Yeah.
In my opinion. But it was the second match of the second thing of the night. I'm like, That's your heavyweight champ. Man.
But it was part of the storytelling because they added a match later on because the match didn't go as long as they were planning.
Yeah.
They said they had 60 minutes.
Because Wheeler Yuta came out and fought for a quick match or something like that.
Yeah, with Pac.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it was all part of the storyline, I think. Tony Khan's been pretty good about arranging the matches in the right order. So, I don't know.
I just didn't like it. It was that early in the night, to be honest with you. But next up was the Mox Danielson. Just, hey, we'll have William Regal talk to the crowd.
Yeah.
Don't know if you. I mean, just for those that didn't see the pay per view, here's what's going on. I think that's all that was.
Pretty much. And then they brought out JD Drake, who's part of the Wingmen, with one of his indie wrestler partners, which apparently on the indie circuit, people love these two together.
Okay. And then we had the AHF or whatever it's called.
Yeah. AHFO. I guess AFO now.
Yeah, because you had. They turned against.
Yeah.
Hardy, but then his brother came in.
Yeah, which, Jeff Hardy came out.
Didn't that seem pretty anticlimactic?
I think he kind of killed it running out because he started playing to the crowd rather than running in to save his brother.
Yeah.
I think if he would have just ran in, it would have been a lot different. Plus, by the time he got to the Butcher, it looked like they botched that, but they fixed it quick enough that he gave him the chin breaker or whatever it was.
Yeah, yeah. And then I thought he wasn't doing the Swanton flip anymore because of his injuries or something like that.
That might have been a WWE thing, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Are they asked him not to because of whatever?
Maybe. I don't know. There's some reason.
He didn't look high.
No.
How about that? He looked clean. He looked fine, you know?
Yeah.
It'll be interesting what they do with him. Knowing what the Hardy Boys were.
Yeah.
And seeing them now, it's just like...
The fat Hardy Boys?
They've lost a few steps, is what I was going to say.
Yeah.
they're just not what they were.
And no, I agree.
And so that's what I'm questioning is, are you really going to make a big Hardy Boys, you know, push? Are they going to get a big push or not?
I think the nostalgia is what's going to get the people to enjoy it.
All right.
They've done some indie stuff together, too, when they've been away from WWE.
Yeah.
People have really taken to it, and they've put on some good matches. Matt Hardy gets away from his corporate ego character. I think he's going to be a lot easier to take on TV.
Okay, all right. Oh, because Matt Hardy's character sucks right now.
Yeah,
I can't stand him. Then we had Swerve on the mic for a second just to get introduced to him again. You missed the pay per view. Here's this guy. He's here now. That's why all I took from that. And then we had Wardlow come out on the mic. And again, you missed the pay-per-view. This is what happened at the pay-per-view. Wardlow's now...
And it
sets up what you said.
Yeah.
The Wardlow-MJF feud.
Yeah.
Which, if MJF gets to go on the mic against Wardlow, oh my God, he's going to rip into this dude so well. He's going to just have a field day ripping on this guy.
But really, for a guy that's been here for a couple years who hasn't been on the mic...
He did really well.
He
was a little rough. My note was rough on the mic, but... Can see improvement.
Yeah.
But my note was to myself to mention that. Not bad.
Yeah.
At certain points, it was a little low, but then when he got turn into more Wardlow, I'm a badass character, yeah. And he got his voice behind that and was a little louder. It's like, there you go.
Yeah.
Now you get it. Dude, run with that.
Yeah.
Because this dude...
He'll find it at some point.
Freaking beast, dude.
Yeah, he is.
Freaking beast. And then we had the Acclaimed versus Jurassic Express. Was there, are they even calling him Jurassic anymore? Or is they just calling
they haven't called him that for a while. Right? But
so I'm wondering what that's all about. I wonder if maybe... We have Jurassic Park. You can't say this. Get away from that.
Yeah.
All, you know. But I don't know.
It was an okay match.
I'm bored with him. I'm getting bored. Yeah. I loved him, and now I'm getting bored. And that's
well,
not
there's
good.
No real long-term plan with him, it seems like. And yeah. that's when they struggle.
Yep. And then the next one was Thunder Rosa versus Layla Hirsch, which that was...
That was just to get Thunder Rosa over for the next match.
Yep. And it's not a pay-per-view, but it is... A slam March or
they gave
St.
It
Patrick's
a name,
Day,
yeah.
Whatever slam or something like that.
Yeah,
but I didn't take a note after that. But there's something that happened after that was they ended the program on something I can't remember what they.
Sammy
ended
and Scorpio
Sky. Sammy, there you go. Go.
Ooh.
Give me your thoughts on it.
I was very happy to see Scorpio Sky win the title. He's been kind of wandering around for a while. Him and Ethan Page.
Okay.
So I think this might give them something to do.
What do you do with Sammy then?
I don't know.
Why take it off him this soon? That seems like really soon to take it off him, right?
I don't think he was supposed
to... Because he lost it to Cody.
Yep.
Got it back from Cody.
But I think Cody was supposed to hang on to it.
Is that what it is?
And okay. I think it was supposed to be Cody versus Scorpio Sky at this point.
So he was just basically a holder, a placeholder for it. Gotcha.
Well, maybe they'll get rid of the two titles now.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully get rid of that nonsense. I don't know. I'm curious what they're trying to do there with that.
Long-term story-wise, I think we're going to end up seeing... Scorpio and Ethan Page kind of start butting heads.
Oh, okay.
Ethan, all ego Ethan Page is going to be upset. Mm. He's not the one with the belt.
Mm.
It might be...
Does it write itself?
It might be 2 or 3 months down the line,
yeah.
But I think that's where it's going to end up.
I can see that. That makes
and
sense.
I think that would be a good feud for that title.
Okay. No, that definitely makes sense to me. So that I think that's what we ended at the end of the yeah. program on was the Scorpio Sky. That's the only thing I was like, that seems so soon to take it off of Sammy.
Yeah, but like I said, I don't think he was supposed to have it that long.
Yeah. Okay. So there's your AEW. Wow, what a great Dynamite!
It was
following a pay-per-view. I'm almost at that point, Jay. Do we just need to? Do I need to come out here on a Sunday or a Saturday, whenever the pay-per-views are? Do we need to split it and start getting them?
You know what? If they did their pay-per-views on Saturday, I would get every single one of them.
Yeah. Sundays are bad. That doesn't work well because it's school night basically for us, right?
Yeah.
So you gotta get the kids in bed and get them to sleep.
So the previous one was on a Saturday night.
Yeah.
And
but the thing is, I think WWE always did them on Sunday nights, right?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, see.
So that's where the model's at. So they're kind of following it. But
I hope not.
As we've seen, they're not necessarily following the WWE model.
Hopefully not.
They're going for the long term storytelling.
Because then our next pay per view is going to be the whole Vegas thing, right?
I think so.
And so when's that supposed to hit?
I don't know for sure.
It'd be the end of June if we're going to do quarterly, right?
Maybe. Yeah.
We're still doing quarterly pay per views, so yeah, we'll see. We'll see that because.
Yeah.
The only reason I would have definitely wanted to get that, would we have gotten our money's worth? Maybe to see the Punk fight might have been the money's worth.
There were a lot of spots in the.
What are they charging for their pay per views? Do you even have a clue? $50?
$50, I think.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
$25. That ain't too bad.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no. Super fun. I love that. I thought. I still like my idea of Kingston, the gunslinger, give him his one last ride. Give me my championship for X. I go out to the sunset as a champ or something like that. And then
I don't know.
Vacates the belt to somebody. And pair him with somebody that he wants to vacate the belt to or something like that.
I just don't see that. I think...
Oh, no, I don't think it's going to happen.
I think they'll wait till his popularity winds down a little bit.
Maybe, yeah. So, from there, what do you got on your agenda for the evening?
The only thing I had was Batman. I have a full page of notes
for Batman. Let's save that for a second.
Okay.
Because when we were here last, I don't believe I went over some stuff.
Okay.
Some homework, basically.
Yeah.
And so I'll go with... let me get the book out of the way. Clone Conspiracy. I'm pretty neck deep into that.
Okay.
For Spider-Man. I don't know if we talked about that last time. It's pretty good. Only thing they missed on it, to be honest with you, was trying to tug at your heartstrings on the Gwen Stacy stuff.
Yeah.
Do you know anything about the clone conspiracy stuff?
No.
I'll leave it at that. There's some Gwen Stacy stuff involved with it. If you ever go back and read it, which it's worth it. The main thing is, but now it's a big hardback that the library has, and it's the main event, and then a lot of the side books in the back of it. So I'm reading a lot of the back stuff now, or the side stories. And then 1, 2, 3 movies I've watched.
Okay.
I watched Eternals. Yeah. Did we talk about that last time?
I think we did.
Did we?
Yeah.
Okay. Forgettable movie and I wasted my time.
To be honest. I didn't think it was that bad. I've also been trying to dive into the comics a little bit.
I won't call it garbage, but it's just I do not care at all.
Yeah.
Don't care about any of the characters whatsoever.
So I
liked Angelina Jolie a little bit though. She was kind of fun.
Yeah.
Athena, right? Yeah. Supposed to be Athena, right? But
I think they didn't develop some of the characters enough. Like Makari in the comic was a pretty cool character. That's the one I really took to when I was reading it.
Okay. And basically, not Jon Snow, but his brother, Rob Snow, right?
Yeah. Rob Stark.
Rob Stark. Sorry, Rob Stark.
King of the North.
King of the North. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I liked him. I liked him.
I did.
I think he can be an actor someday.
Yeah.
You know, not be Rob. I feel so bad for those guys. I really do because
they spent so long in those roles. You see them.
They're never going to be able to. Whenever you see him, it's Rob Stark and Jon Snow. And the poor guy's going to be Jon Snow forever. He's not going to ever be not Jon Snow, you know, and stuff.
Yeah.
And, whatever.
I can see that, but what's his face that played Harry Potter is breaking out of that by doing kind of quirky things that are nowhere near.
Daniel
Radcliffe?
Yeah, but he's in the Sandra Bullock movies. What he's doing? He's in that movie, right? Is that the one I'm thinking of? He's in Sandra Bullock. That's doing where Channing Tatum.
The Lost City.
Yeah, is that?
Where he was in that. Yeah,
that looks good.
Because he also did Swiss Army Man.
Okay,
where he was a dead body.
Yeah,
with Paul Dano.
Yep,
and for being a dead body in the whole movie, he did a really good job.
Yeah, I'm pulling up an article here that I'm going to go over with you real quick after we go over these. Encanto, I don't know if we talked about that. Did I tell you we watched that one?
Yeah, you did.
Okay, then we don't need to talk about that. And there's a Texas Chainsaw movie that came out on Netflix. Did you see that?
I did not see that.
It's so bad.
That's what I heard.
It's we're putting millennials in movies now. That's what we're doing. It felt like Texas Chainsaw Massacre in Austin, Texas, where they're at South by Southwest is what it felt like. I haven't even finished the damn thing. I think I got like 10 or 15 more minutes left in the movie. But it was Texas Chainsaw and I
wanted. Yeah.
I'm going to watch it no matter what. So it's not good at all. That's all I'll leave at that. But good on Netflix to put it on there. And people watched it. I guarantee you. It was on Netflix. It's Texas Chainsaw. Boom, you hit play. And if you didn't like it, you didn't waste your life. You know what I mean? You didn't waste going to a movie theater to watch it.
Yeah.
And then last but not least, Last Kingdom is back on Netflix. I don't know if you've watched the first 4 seasons, but fifth and final season is now out on Netflix, and I haven't started. But once Jen and I get going on that thing, it's going to be a binge where we go through a lot of it. We might finish in a couple of viewings, to be honest.
Frank Grillo.
No, Last Kingdom is it's your Game of Thrones fix. If you need a Game of Thrones fix, where you need that medieval story of some kind, this thing is it's good.
Okay.
It's really, really good, and I recommend it for both you and Aaron. I think she'll enjoy it just as much.
Okay. Yeah, because I tried The Witcher, couldn't get into it. I tried Wheel of Time, couldn't get into it.
Because Witcher, my brother-in-law Joe, he was super into it. But I don't even think he's watched the second season because he heard such bad things about it. He didn't want to ruin his love of Witcher because he's super into the video games too.
Yeah.
And
I picked up the first book to read, so
he gave me the book. It's sitting on my nightstand. I've opened it up twice to try to read it and get into it. Nothing, man. I'm reading it. What am I even reading? I don't even know.
I didn't even finish the last Game of Thrones books, truthfully.
Did you need to? Because that series is never going to be finished.
No.
I'm trying to get at. He's never going to finish writing it.
But the show deviated quite a bit with side characters.
Yeah.
And so that's why I wanted to keep reading it, because the side characters were a lot more interesting in the books.
Okay.
And the last book was not very interesting.
What I hope is either his estate or his will or whatever it is, because he's got two people that work for him, basically. Yeah. I don't remember their names, but they're like the gurus of, it's like the Dave Filoni.
Yeah.
He has his own Dave Filonis, is what he has, two people. They were heavily involved with a book that I have that was about basically the history of Westeros and all this stuff. It's a really big book. I'll bring it to you next time.
I actually think I have it.
You might have it? Okay.
Yeah.
I'll see if you do. And so hopefully he puts it in there saying, if I don't ever get to write, I want them to do it. Let them write the books and finish. Just give it a finish.
Yeah.
Finish it off, you know?
Stephen King had Peter David and Robin Firth to do that for the Dark Tower series.
There you go. So something along those lines is what I'm getting at. But no, Last Kingdom, definitely recommend you go to that. Still watching a little bit of Mythic Quest, but didn't. I know I'm on second season now.
Yeah.
I know I'm there. Because I don't know if we talked about it. Spoilers ahead. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Pootie is his son.
Yeah.
You've seen, I'm not spoiling for you, right? Yeah. Okay. Making sure I didn't say anything out of turn here. But yeah, find out that he's a dad and that's his kid.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So funny.
It is.
And then Poppy calling the other gaming company back and forth, like, I can't wait to come aboard. Okay, I'm not coming. I'm coming. I'm yeah. You know, I was like, oh, Jesus. Oh, no, that poor woman. She can't get her mindset on that.
Yeah.
And other than that, that's all I got from there. But then I caught this. I thought this would be something fun for us to discuss.
Okay. Well, first, real quick.
Oh, yeah.
An episode of Letterkenny dropped yesterday for International Women's Day.
Really?
It was hilarious.
On Hulu?
On Hulu.
Okay, now I know what I'm going. I'm going home. I'll go home yep. and I'll watch it tonight. Or either tomorrow or, you know, maybe. Because I've been it's so funny you bring that. I've been wanting to. I haven't because I was like, what's the point of me seeing it? I've been watching, like on Facebook Watch. They'll yeah. show you clips of yep. the show. I've been watching clip after clip of it. And I was like, oh my God, it's so good. There's a clip of them when, what's her name at the bar?
Gail.
Gail at the bar. She owns the bar. And she couldn't get her truck to turn over.
Yeah.
Do you remember what yes. I'm talking about? I died laughing so hardcore with them talking about it. Their banter. It's a 3-minute clip, and it's just brilliant. Their writing is brilliant on that show.
They have the banter in this episode that was missing in the season.
Really? Yeah. Okay, so I can't wait to watch it. Yeah, no, I'm down for that, man.
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome. And more. And all, give me all the Letterkenny. And give me all the Shoresy. All the Shoresy, baby. I can't wait for Shoresy. When's that hit? Do we know?
I don't know. They dropped a trailer for it, though.
Can't wait, man.
You actually see him.
Oh, I know. That's what I don't like.
Yeah.
I don't like that. I was hoping, if anything, you could see, keep the visor on at all times.
Yeah.
The dark visor in that way, but whatever. So here, this is what I was going to discuss with you. Esquire Magazine, Esquire.com, mm-hmm.
yeah.
put out the top 35 shows on HBO. And I want to go over these to see what you've seen
okay.
and if you agree or not with this list. Because okay. I'm a big, big fan of HBO shows. Yeah. I think pretty much everything they put out is amazing. And if some stuff I have not seen, I do want to eventually get to it. Except for a few on these lists, which just they don't appeal or, you know, appeal to me whatsoever. So number 30, it's 35. We'll try to go through them pretty quick. Yeah. So I'm not doing, we'll go into a deeper dive if you want to on a couple. But number 35 is We're Here. Have you ever even heard of it?
No.
If Queer Eye opened the door, We're Here kicked it down. So three drag queens. It's about drag queens apparently. So it's like, that's just not for me.
Yeah.
Number 34 is Big Little Lies.
I haven't seen it. I heard it's good, though.
You need to watch it. Super good. I think Aaron would love it, too, by the way.
Yeah.
I think she'd be really into it. Number 33, The Outsider.
Haven't seen it.
Stephen King.
Okay.
So you're going to like it.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say it one more time. Stephen King.
Yeah.
So if I say that, what are you thinking when I say this?
Pretty good until the ending.
There you go, sir. I'm not spoiling anything for you. But you know what to expect when you go into it. Because the beginning of it, you're hooked. Like me and Jim were hooked on that show.
Yeah.
We're like, give me more. And I was like, really?
Yeah.
You know, so, but just go in expecting that, but you're still going to like it at least.
Yeah.
You won't feel like you wasted time. How about that? Westworld?
I've seen parts of the first season. I haven't finished it.
At least watch the first season.
Yeah.
It's so good.
I'm going to go back and probably restart it.
Number 31's Girls.
I've seen a couple episodes, not for
the show should have been better than what it was. The first season is actually pretty decent. I actually liked it. But then it just turns into nonsense, and it wasn't for me. This next one, I got a big, big problem with how low on the list it is. Number 30. Band of Brothers is number 30 on the list.
Wow.
I have a big, big problem with that.
It's like top 10.
That's like top 5 for me.
Yeah.
That's top 5 for me. So, but again, We'll keep trucking through, and we can go back and visit anything you want. So number 29 is The Comeback. Lisa Kudrow's in it.
Haven't seen it.
Jen liked it a lot. I did not watch it.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about it. She liked it, though. Maybe I'll go back. I don't know. I got a revival treatment, and it doesn't give me any details about what it's about.
No. Yeah.
I have a problem with this one, because this is top 5 for me, I think.
Yeah.
Number 28, Silicon Valley.
Ooh, yeah, very
super low.
Low
on the list, right? But again, it's HBO and they got a lot of good stuff, right?
Yeah.
Number 27 is Chernobyl.
I didn't watch it.
I need to as well. I just didn't want to because at the time it came out, I was like, I'm done being depressed about stuff.
Yeah.
I don't need this to make me more sad.
Ooh, fun pandemic stuff.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Number 26, I May Destroy You. Never heard of it. I never hear of it. I don't have a clue what it's about.
Yeah.
And it says, why this is one of the best series of 2020. It's a discussion of sexual assault. Cole's character Umbrella faces the truth of her assault and how it affects her job, her relationships, and those closest to her. I was like, I don't know if I really want to watch a show about sexual assault. That doesn't really do much for me. Number 25 on the list, I think, should have been at the very bottom of the list for me.
Mm-hmm.
True Blood.
Never saw it.
I tried it just because how popular it was.
Yeah.
Gave it a few episodes. Just not for me.
Yeah.
I guess it's just not good. I thought it was garbage, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Years and Years. Number 24.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it. Not going to even talk about it because it looks like it's political.
Yeah.
Number 23. I need to watch it because I'm just curious. It's gotten to the point now where it's two seasons in now, I guess.
Yeah.
Euphoria.
Yeah. Aaron wants to watch it just for the fact Zendaya's in it.
She's in it, but I know for a fact it's not kid friendly.
No.
Do not watch it around the children. I've heard that too. Do not watch it around the children. Number 22. This I have a problem with.
Yeah.
And I think my top five might be a top seven, to be honest.
Yeah.
Boardwalk Empire.
I never sat down to watch it. Because when it came out, I didn't have access to HBO. Okay. It's one of those things I need to go back to.
Yes, you do. Yeah. It's super good. Yeah. I love me some Boardwalk. Boardwalk Empire is super high on my list, man, to be honest with you. Number 21 is Looking. This one's Queer Eye. Again, it's queer as folk kind of thing. Representation show.
Yeah.
Number 20, can't believe this is high. Now, Silicon Valley was 28 on the list, I believe, if I'm remembering correctly, right? I could scroll back.
It was down there.
Sharp Objects was number 20.
Never saw it.
This is a mini series, is all this is. But it's number 20 on the list. It's a book. It's based on a book by, what's her name? She's actually from Kansas City, I believe. She did Gone Girl, is what she did.
Okay.
I feel bad. I can't remember the author's name. But the settings in her book are in Missouri. And it's Missouri centric and stuff like that. So, you know, shout out to Missouri and all that stuff. So that was number 20 on the list. Number 19. On the list is Oz, and I just don't know if I can go back. I never saw it, and I don't think I care to go back and see it. I just don't know if I need to see the whole, you know, prison's awful. I get it. Yeah, prison's awful. So don't know about that one. Yeah. Number 18 is Station 11, and this is super new. Jen tried it, and she only got about three episodes in, and she kind of tapped out on it. She said that it just wasn't for her. So that one, I don't know if I'll go see that. Insecure got popular. It's got this Issa Rae in it. I'll show you a picture. When you see it, you'll know what I'm talking about when you see it. You had to have seen commercials about it
on HBO somewhere. I think I have.
It's just not for me. But here, it's that captured a bit of her life. And by the end, she'd created something beyond that and she could have imagined. Insecure is phenomenal. A comedic look inside the life of two black women trying to find success after college. I'm like, whatever.
Yeah.
Big Love is number 16 on the
list. Never saw it.
The polygamy show.
Yes.
Polygamy. That's all I got for you. Yeah. I'm interested just because I was like, how do you make that work?
Yeah.
I don't understand that. I don't understand that lifestyle.
And it had like Bill Pullman or something. Not Paxton. Bill Pullman. Paxton. Yeah.
It's got Paxton in it. It's got players in there, man. It's got a lot of people in it. So maybe. And this seems super low on my list too.
Mm-hmm.
Barry. Do you watch Barry?
I've seen the first season. I love the first season. Barry's I never went back.
So good.
Yeah.
It's so good. Yeah. No, Barry, go back to Barry. Yeah. I think that's low on the list.
I love Bill Hader.
Yeah. Bill Hader's the best. I was watching a clip of him on Conan the other day and just had it scrolling through and saw that.
Or him doing Stefan on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. Number 14 is called Getting On. It has Aunt Jackie from Roseanne.
Okay.
And I don't know anything about it. Never heard of it. But it's super high on the list. Now, this is. I can't believe. Oh, that was number five. No, number 13 on the list is Tremé. It was a show about the flood, or you know, the hurricane down in New Orleans.
Yeah,
and they just based a show on trying to recover from that, basically. Hurricane Katrina. This show was so bad, and what's so disappointed about it is because the guy that did The Wire did the show. So I had super high expectations. Tremé it's awful. It's garbage. I hated it.
Yeah.
Number 12 is Succession.
I've heard amazing things about it.
I've watched about half of the first season. I love it. I just need to go back and get caught up. It's very, very, very good. And being number 12 on the list surprised me because of how popular it is right now. Number 11 is 6 Feet Under.
Never saw it.
But you know of it.
Yeah, I do know of it.
That's what I want. I got to fill in my gaps. There's, again, too much to watch.
Yep.
I don't know if I'm going to watch this because it's limited, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to say number 10 is Watchmen.
It was so good.
So good. So it's worth it even though it's only one season kind of thing?
Yes. And I would be disappointed if they did another season.
You would be disappointed if they did another.
Yes.
You don't want there to be another season.
It ended perfectly.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. And Damon Lindelof said, I don't have another story to follow this.
Because, yeah, here I'll read. Here we go. Watchmen changed the television landscape in late 19, combining the talents of Lindelof, sorry.
Yeah.
And Regina King. Expectations were high for the miniseries, and Watchmen surpassed them, skewering conversations on race, LGBTQ. The television adaptation of a graphic novel eclipsed the fanfare of the first film and left viewers hungry for more. In a rare move, though, he bowed out, leaving us with only one iconic season. But damn if it wasn't great television. So it's pretty much what you just said, to be honest with you.
So it deals with the was it the Black Friday Tulsa 1919 stuff? I watched that episode and I just turned it off.
Really?
Because I just had to sit there and digest what I saw, and I went back like 2 weeks later.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Is this one of those where you need, do you well to watch it again? It needs a rewatch. Yeah. I missed some things.
I would watch it again.
Okay. Number 9 on this list, and this is going to be hard for me because how much I really love this show, and I watched the movie too to give it, which I'm glad they did the movie for, was Deadwood, which I don't know if I told you about watching the movie or not.
Yeah, you did.
Thank the Lord they gave them the movie to just wrap it up.
Yeah.
When you have shows that just didn't get their good finish, that they just got cut for some reason, they gave the people their chance to say, okay, we're going to give you a movie, wrap it all up, put a nice tiny bow on it, and they did a great job with it. This show, Al Schwerengen is one of the best characters on TV of all time, in my opinion.
Yeah.
That's not Timmy Olyphant's character. I don't know his name, to be honest with you. I can't remember off the top of my head, but he was in... the John Wick movies at the Continental. He's John Wick's buddy, the manager at the Continental.
Oh.
So you can put a face with who I'm talking about.
He was in Fringe.
Nope. Not Fringe. That's
Ian McShay.
Ian McShay, yes.
Yep.
You're thinking about the other guy who's awesome as well, but that was in Fringe, which that's a great show. Good call, buddy. Yep. That's a great, great show. I love Fringe. I need to
go back and rewatch the whole thing.
I love Fringe. It was so good. Sex and the City's number 8.
Okay.
Never watched an episode. I do know people that liked it a lot, though.
I saw a few episodes. It was okay.
Really? Yeah, that's just, I don't know.
Not my thing.
Not my thing either. It's just not going to be for me.
Not enough sex.
Not enough sex for it's too much city. Not enough sex. All right, number 7 is Curb Your Enthusiasm, which I need to see it.
I've seen some episodes.
Here's the thing. I think Curb Your Enthusiasm is like my blind spot that I have with... Arrested Development.
Okay.
Where everyone loves Arrested Development. I've tried it.
Yeah.
It's just not for me. I don't know why, but everyone loves Arrested Development so much.
I love it.
And maybe I just need to power through the first season of Arrested Development is what I need to do. I don't know. I've tried so hard, though. I really have. Because there's so much about that I think I should like. Because it has, who's the one? Who is he? Is it David Cross? Is that his name?
Yes.
Is he in there?
Yeah.
And apparently he'd be someone I love to watch that show.
He probably would be, yeah.
And so I got to try to power through. I really do.
You should.
But Curb Your Enthusiasm, I need to give it a shot. I don't know how or when I'll find time to put it in there.
Hey, that show helped clear the guy from her.
I did?
Yeah. There was a guy at a Dodger game, and they filmed an episode at the Dodger game.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Where did I hear this? Was this a podcast?
It was a documentary they did on Netflix.
What did we watch that from?
I talked about it, so it might have been for me.
Just talking about it.
The guy was at a Dodger game.
Yeah,
but he was accused of murdering somebody during the game, and
they were filming the show.
Were filming the show, and they were able to pinpoint him.
That's him in the show. Yeah. Okay, him at the game,
and he got off.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Thanks, Curb. Yep. So here, number 6, Game of Thrones.
Okay.
Don't know if that's too low or not. We'll keep going. I don't know if that's low. Or do you think it's right in the good spot right there? Let's keep going here, so I'll give you the rest.
It's tough.
Larry Sanders Show, which that's just before my time with HBO. I think I was too young for that show when that was on in its prime.
Yeah.
I've heard it's amazing. I really
have. Yeah, I have too.
But whatever. Veep. I haven't watched it, but I've heard amazing things. These are blind spots for me. So I can't tell you if it's too low or not.
Yeah.
The Leftovers.
So that was the... was that the Joss Whedon show that they just...
No, I don't think it was Joss Whedon. I think it's... I don't. It's somebody that it's. Is it too much on that? But gosh dang it! Who am I thinking of?
The Leftovers.
What was the show where they all the plane crash? Lost. I think maybe the Lost folks. Maybe the Lost folks. Okay. But this one's what I think. By the way, you switched us over to Zombie Dust.
Have you had Zombie Dust?
Never had Zombie Dust.
It's one of my all-time favorite beers, and every time we go to Indiana, I pick up a couple 6-packs of it.
Monster, Indiana. Yep. What am I drinking here? It's a
pale ale.
Pale ale. All right, here we go. Let's get this shot here real quick.
It's going to be probably too hoppy for you, though.
Oh, for the Lord's sake, Jay, come on. Get that out of here.
I had to try it.
I'm going to power through. I'll power through.
Okay, so yes, this is another Damon Lindelof show.
There you go. So that's, Lost. There you go. And I've heard amazing things about
Supernatural
it.
Drama.
Yeah. Okay. I'll get to it at some point, because I think it's only three seasons, to be honest with you. So it might
2014, 2017.
Yeah. So number two.
Okay.
You'll probably be able to guess the last two.
Soprano and The Wire.
There you go. Number two was Sopranos. Number one was The Wire. So there we go. There's our top 35 shows from HBO. Is there anything on this list that you think is misplaced? But knowing that you haven't watched a few of the ones that are up towards the the upper end with Larry Sanders Show and Veep and stuff like that, which I bet you Veep's hilarious because it has to be really good because it's just got accolades coming out of the yin yang, so it's got to be really good. But
Silicon Valley is way too low.
Way too low, right?
There's no Eastbound and Down.
That's not on the list at all. Righteous Gemstones is not on the list,
right?
Which I haven't watched that yet either. So
yeah, I was going to mention that The White Lotus is not on there.
Is that HBO though?
That is. Okay. Well, it's HBO Max.
Okay.
So it's directly for the app. So maybe these new ones that are directly to the app, they're not.
Well, included. Eastbound wasn't though. Eastbound was old enough.
But like White Lotus, the Kaley Coco stewardess show, that's not on there. I watched half of it. It was good. I just never went back to finish it.
I just think Silicon Valley is so brilliantly done.
Yes.
And it ends well.
Yeah.
I just think it's too low. I think it's too low on the list. And I'm sorry, but Deadwood is top three for me.
Yeah.
Deadwood is... I'd even put that above Sopranos for me, because I love Westerns that much. I really do. I enjoyed that more than Sopranos, which you're like, what? It's Sopranos. But no, I like Deadwood better. I really do. So I think within my top five, I don't know if... I'm not going to make a top five because we haven't had a chance to dive into this and it's just too quick. But Wire, Sopranos... Maybe I can do it for you real quick. Wire, Sopranos... Silicon Valley, Deadwood, and Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
I think that would be... those are my five. But ranking, I won't rank them. That's what I'll avoid ranking them right now. But it just shows you how good HBO is.
I know.
And they just put out great stuff. They really do.
I mean, if a show that came out like Larry Sanders Show years and years ago.
Mm-hmm. But still that high on the list. It must be pretty darn good.
Yeah.
I guess.
No Dream On, though. Do you remember that?
No, I don't remember Dreamer.
About a guy that grew up watching TV, so he'd have these fantasies in his head about how it would happen on a TV show and then how it really happens.
No, I never heard of that.
A lot of TNA at the time, so I enjoyed that when I was a teenager.
Right? And then, what's another thing I think we could have... what am I thinking of? It was in my head and then I lost it.
Spawn?
The cartoon.
Yeah. The cartoon was good.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. You can find us on our website, nerdcast.com. It's NYRDCAST. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube by searching at Nerdcast. This week's song is Team Wet by the Vancouver band Chief State.